This is ProBlogger.
Hey there and welcome to episode 243 of the ProBlogger podcast. My name is Darren Rouse and I'm the blogger behind ProBlogger.com, a blog, podcast event, job board and a series of ebooks all designed to help you as a blogger to start a great blog, to grow that blog in terms of the content on it, but also your audience and the engagement you have with that audience, and then to build some profit around your blog as well. You can learn more about what we do over at ProBlogger.com. Particularly check out our two courses once you're there. Just look for the courses tab up in the navigation and there you will find our two courses, our How to Start a Blog course, which is completely free. It will walk you through the steps to getting your blog up and running, and our brand new course, 31 Days to Build a Better Blog, which is all about giving you 31 different activities that you can do to improve your blogging. Just head to ProBlogger.com, look for the courses tab and you will find them. Now, in today's episode, I want to tackle a question that came in this week from one of our listeners. The listener was Carmen Fellows. Thanks for asking the question, Carmen. And it's all about blogging while you're on the road. I want to talk to you about how I approach blogging whilst I'm away, whether it be for vacation or for work. Carmen particularly wanted me to talk about the technicalities of doing it. How do you actually get your content up online, whether you do it on mobile or iPad or some other way? And also want to talk a little bit about balancing blogging with whatever else you're doing in your travels, whether that be vacation with family and friends or work. You can find today's show notes at ProBlogger.com/podcast/243.
Creating great content, finding an audience, building engagement, monetizing your blog. This is ProBlogger.
Now, as I said, today's show was inspired by Carmen Fellows, who wrote in with this question via our Facebook group. She says, "Hi Darren, if you haven't addressed this already, can you review different ways to access your blog while traveling to keep it up? For example, if I just can't get on my computer, do you find that updating via your mobile phone is suggested, or is there a better way? I can be on the road for 2 to 3 weeks at a time and find it difficult to fit my blog in, but still want to make it work." So a great question, Carmen, and it is one that I get quite a bit, particularly when I'm traveling. If I'm at a conference, people often ask, what are you doing with your blog while you're away? Now, there's no one way to answer this question, and over the years, my approach has evolved, and it really does depend a little bit upon the type of trip that I'm taking. If I'm away on vacation, I do tend to not want to be working as much. I do tend to work a little bit while I'm away most times, but if I'm away for work, I'm obviously there to do something else as well. So it is always a bit of a juggle, and my approach does really change from situation to situation. Now, I did do a Facebook Live on this topic last year that goes through 7 different things that you can do while you're trying to be away. And these are 7 different things that I've done over the years. And I don't want to really dig into these too much because you are particularly asking about how to blog while you're on the road. But I did want to mention these 7 approaches that I've taken when I'm away. Firstly, you can take a complete break. This gives you a break, allows you to just focus on your trip. It also allows your readers to have a bit of a break as well, which I think from time to time can be good. The second approach is working harder before you go, so you schedule a lot of stuff so you don't have to do as much from the road. That's something that can help a lot, and I do quite often. Number 3 is to run some sort of a retrospective series whilst you're away, so highlighting older content from your archives while you're away, so you might schedule some posts. So you don't have to work quite as hard before you go. 4 is using a guest blogger or a group of bloggers or someone to actually run your blog while you're away, enabling you to take a break. Number 5 is blogging from the road, which is what I'm going to really focus in on for the rest of this podcast. Number 6 was using lighter posts. So there's certain types of content that you can have going up on your blog scheduled beforehand or that you do on the road. That is lighter. That's perhaps not as heavy or intense to create, like running polls or doing embeddable content or doing link posts or a variety of those type of things. And then the 7th option was doing a combination of the above. So if you're interested in hearing a little bit more about those 7 different options, I do link to that video and a blog post that I've written in today's show notes. But if you want to learn more about blogging from the road, that's what I do want to focus in on now. And again, there's a few different options, and Carmen's kind of alluded to a couple of them already. What I used to do all the time, and this is before the advent of mobile phone technology, which shows you how long I've been blogging. And mobile phones were certainly around when I first started blogging, but when I started blogging in 2002, there weren't really too many smartphones. I remember having an old Nokia, which did claim to allow you to get onto the internet, but it was such a slow experience and a clunky experience. There's no way you would have ever blogged from it. At the very most, you may have been able to get into the back end of your blog and edit a blog post, but that was as far as it went. So in those olden days, and even today, I know a lot of bloggers do this, is just finding internet access along the way. And this does enable you to travel without having to take any kind of gear with you. So in the old days, I would be looking for internet cafes or borrowing a computer from a friend while I was away, finding a blogger that was local to where I was going, or going to a local library, because libraries often have internet access. And I guess I'd mention that because that would be one way to be able to really travel without any technology at all, but still checking in from time to time.
You're listening to Pro Blogger.
What I used to do in those old days, and I guess this would still work if you did want to travel without any kind of technology, is to take a notebook with you and to outline your blog posts while you're traveling. And that's what I did back in 2002, 2003. I'd be on a plane with a notebook, paper and pen, jotting down, scheduling, outlining my blog posts and the type of updates that I wanted to do. So when I sat down at the library or at the internet cafe or at my friend's computer, I had it all really ready to go, and I could blog more effectively in the short period of time that I had access to the internet. So that might be one way to do it if you did want to completely travel without too much technology. But most of us today would be wanting to blog on the road from our own device of some kind. And really, you've got three main options there. And it's pretty obvious, but I do want to kind of touch on the three main options and talk about some of the pros and cons. Firstly, as Carmen mentioned, you can blog from your mobile phone, your smartphone. Now, I probably wouldn't ever blog from my phone. I wouldn't create text content on my mobile phone. I know it's possible, but I really would find that too clunky for my purposes, particularly if I was writing anything over 100 words or so. I find it really cumbersome to be typing on a tiny little screen. Now, I know you could probably get a keyboard and sync it to your phone, but even still, you're looking at a relatively small screen. And for me, at my age, with my eyesight, that's not something I really want to be doing too much. Having said that, there are things that I do from my mobile phone and that I would use my mobile phone to do while I was away. If I had pre-scheduled all of my content before I was going, and I just wanted to check in on social media, maybe create some social media graphics from time to time, interact with comments, moderate comments, maybe even edit blog posts, mistakes that maybe went up, I would do that on my mobile phone. So if I was really wanting to just be mainly doing the social media side of my business while I was away, a mobile phone would be something that I would be quite comfortable using. But if I was creating content, particularly text content, I would not be doing that on my mobile phone because it's too slow, it's too frustrating, and I reckon I would be making a lot of mistakes. I mean, you just have to look at the amount of auto-correcting mistakes that we see in text messages, the amount of mistakes I make on Twitter when I'm tweeting, just because it's a clunky, my thumbs don't quite get it right too often. So I wouldn't be really focusing too much on that.
Creating great content and building your audience. This is Pro Blogger.
What I would be focusing upon is one of the next two options. The first one being the iPad. And for me, this has really come to life as a really good option in the last year for me. I was fortunate enough to win an iPad Pro with a keyboard about 12 months ago. Not the really large one, but the one, I think it's probably about 11 inches or something around that size. And that to me presented itself as a laptop replacement for the first time. I'd previously tried to use iPads to create content and travel with, and had always found them a little bit clunky, but the latest versions of iOS particularly have made it much more feasible for me. Now, there still are some things that working on an iPad or another type of tablet are a little bit fiddly to do, but for me, if I was just traveling for a week or maybe 2 weeks or even 3 weeks and I needed to create some content while I was away and needed to do some of that other social media stuff, then I think an iPad is definitely an option that I would take because it's so much smaller than most laptops. Of course, you can get laptops these days that are very thin. The MacBook Air, for example, is something that I've used in the past and they're tiny, but an iPad is even smaller than that. So if I was traveling predominantly for vacation, a more relaxing trip, and I needed to be able to check in on my work and maybe do a little bit of work if inspiration strikes or if an emergency happened, then an iPad for me is one way to go. The keyboard is definitely something that I would always take with me though. I find it a bit hard to type on the screen, so having that keyboard that is in the iPad cover is definitely worth having. It's not as big as a normal keyboard, but it allows me to touch type. It has apps for pretty much anything that I need to do as it pertains to my blogging. There's apps, of course, for social media. There's apps to allow you to get into the back end of your blog. Accessing the back end of your blog just via a browser is totally fine as well. On WordPress, I've done that many times. And it also has apps that allow me to chat with my team, Google Analytics. All those things are available on an app now. And it's a bigger screen than a mobile as well. So it allows me with my failing eyesight and fumbly fingers to do okay. I also like the fact that an iPad allows me to watch Netflix and read Kindle and do other things that I do to relax as well. Now, if you're thinking, what apps should I have? I did do an episode of this podcast on that very topic. Episode 207 goes through my favorite apps for iPad and iPhone, many of which are also on Android apps as well. I guess to sum up the iPad part of this talk, there's not really anything I can't do on an iPad. It's just a bit slower. And it's a little bit more fiddly than a computer. So that's, I guess, the question in my mind, how much of that kind of work do I need to do while I'm away? And if I'm going away for vacation, I don't need to do much of that work, so I'll take the iPad. If I'm going away for work, I would take a laptop every time. Most times when I travel for work, I take the laptop. In fact, I don't think I've ever taken just an iPad when I'm traveling for work. And it's because I'm away to work and I need to be more effective with my time. I'm usually speaking at a conference and I know whilst I can present from an iPad, it's more fiddly, more reliable to do it on a laptop. And also, I'm usually there working as well. I'll be working on the plane each way. I'll be working in the hotel. And so I'll be doing, you know, several hours of work a day. And for me, I'm much more effective on the laptop. And so for me, I'm taking my MacBook Pro when I'm going away most of the time. So look, really, they're the three options that you've got at your fingertips. Mobile, very fiddly. You only want to be doing the very light stuff on it. A tablet, it does enable you to do a lot more. It's probably that in-between option. I do know people who use an iPad and that's all they ever use for their blogging. So it's possible to just blog on an iPad. You probably get more effective at doing it over time, learning how to, you know, do those things that get a little bit fiddly quickly, or a laptop, which is obviously more expensive and larger as well, but is much more powerful. Now, in terms of how do you fit it all in while you're traveling, and this to me is the crux of the matter, the technology is one thing that you can think about and it can help, but how do you actually do it? How do you juggle being on holidays and blogging? How do you juggle being at a conference and blogging as well? And for me, there's probably two things that I would advise. Firstly, schedule as much as you can before you go. And this is something that I do, whether I'm going away for a weekend or whether I'm going away for 3 weeks or a month. I've been away with my family for 6 weeks. And generally, anytime I go away, I'm working harder for the period before I go away. And it's usually actually about the period that I'm going to be away for that I'm working harder.
How to build and monetize your blog. This is ProBlogger.
So I'm going away this weekend for a long weekend. We'll be away for 4 days. And for the last 4 days, I've been working doubly hard so that I can go away for 4 days. If I went away for a month, I'd be working really hard for a month before I went away, and trying to increase my output and doing things like scheduling content, so writing extra content and scheduling it, scheduling as much social media as I can so that I don't have to do as much of that, and just anything else that needs to be done over that month, scheduling as much of it as I can, writing products that I'm doing, writing emails that need to go out, those types of things. A lot of it can be done before you go. And for me, that is key. It enables me to do a lot less while I'm away and to focus upon what I'm away for, whether it be work, a conference, seeing friends, being with my family. So schedule as much as you can. And the other part of it for me is to find a rhythm while you're away and to schedule the work you need to do. And for me, this has really been key because it's very easy with smartphones today to be working all the time while you're away, you know, checking emails, responding to social media, those types of things. And as a result of that, it really does intrude upon what you're there to do. And particularly if you're there to be with family or friends and you are just constantly checking social media and email, it means you're not present with your family and friends. You're not present at the conference you're at. And so what I find is that I look at the trip that I'm going to be away for, and I actually schedule ahead of time when I will work while I'm away. And it really usually happens in two ways. I generally find a little bit of time every day while I'm away. And then if I need to do bigger tasks, I will schedule bigger blocks of time as well. So let's break that down. For me, generally, when I'm traveling with my family, I don't work during the day. I'll only work at the top and the end of the day. Usually before my family wakes up, I will be getting up a little bit early and doing my social media there, checking my email, doing those types of things, or waiting till they're in bed, particularly my kids. I'm often working while Vanessa's awake, but you know, working at the end of the day. And that's the kind of everyday type tasks that sometimes you need to do. You know, you can schedule content, you can schedule a lot of your social media before you go, but engaging with people on social media, responding to comments, responding to emails, those are the types of things you can't really schedule. So they're the things that I would be fitting into the top and tail of my day. I generally try and leave the bulk of my day to be with family, be with friends, or be at the conference that I'm on.
You're listening to Pro Blogger.
The other thing I would schedule ahead of time, and I'm trying to communicate both of these things to whoever I'm traveling with as well, so their expectations are that I'll be working at certain times. If there's a big thing that I need to do, so there might be a newsletter that needs to go out that I couldn't schedule ahead, or there might be a blog post that I need to write, there might be a review of the event that I'm at, there might be something that I have to create, and that is going to take longer amounts of time, I try and schedule that ahead of time as well. And so I might communicate to Vanessa and the kids, hey, I'm going to be working on Wednesday morning for about 3 hours or for about 2 hours, or I'll need to go and find a cafe somewhere and I won't be with you during that time. And that's something we negotiate as a family. And the reason I do that is that I want them to understand when I won't be around so that it's not just sprung on them. And I also find it helpful for me to know when that will be as well, because what I find is if I am thinking ahead of time about this hour or this 2 hours that I'm going to have to work, what I find is my subconscious begins to work on the thing that I'm going to be working on in that time. So I try and work out when it will be and what I will do in that time. And more often than not, I find that when I come to sit down to take that time to write that blog post or to do that email, in the back of my mind, it's already done. I've already got the ideas for the content, or I know the order of the email. I've got the subject line there because I've kind of been thinking about it for the last couple of days that I'm going to sit down and write this thing. And so your mind begins to get to work on that. So I find scheduling the time ahead is great for you and your family, but also helps you to be more effective in that time as well. I actually find that I can get a lot done in an hour if I know what I'm going to do in that hour and I just get straight to work. So schedule it out ahead of time and then allow yourself to be present for whatever else you're there to do. Be present with your family, be present with your friends, be present on the beach, taking in the nature that you're experiencing. Whatever it is that you're there to do, allow yourself to be present in that way. I really do try and work hard to avoid mixing the work and the relaxing too much. I think it's just so important to have time off from your blog. I know a lot of us get a lot of energy from our blogging, but I still think we need to take breaks from it as well. I hope that helped you, Carmen. I would love to hear what you do when you're away, Carmen, and others as well. The technology you use, are you a mobile blogger? Are you using a tablet, a laptop, or are you just doing it all before you go away and then letting things look after itself? Do you put someone in place to help you out with some of those tasks? All of these are completely legitimate ways of doing it. So if you want to let us know what you do, just head over to the show notes at problogger.com/podcast/243, where there are comments. You can respond and let us know what you do there, or head over to the Facebook group. Just search for ProBlogger Community on Facebook and you will find that group as well. I hope you enjoy that. I'm actually packing my bags today to go away for a long weekend. Luckily, I've done a lot of work over the last couple of days, so I won't need to blog too much while I'm away, but I'm going to take my iPad with me just in case I need it. I hope you have a great weekend ahead and a great week, and look forward to chatting with you next week on the ProBlogger podcast.
You've been listening to ProBlogger. If you'd like to comment on any of today's topics or subscribe to the series, find us at problogger.com/podcast. Tweet us at ProBlogger. Find us at facebook.com/ProBlogger or search ProBlogger on iTunes.
Just one last reminder, check out 31 Days to Build a Better Blog, problogger.com/31 days. It is something that we've just launched in completely new kind of format. We previously did have 31 Days to Build a Better Blog, the ebook. We've taken some of the exercises from that ebook and updated them, refreshed them, and put them into a bit of a new order as well, and added some new fresh content as well to them to come up with this brand new course. We hope you enjoy it. Again, head over to problogger.com/31 days to check it out.